rubbish. Now the top coat you put over you, so also covers up all your clothing. And Rashbam says, for sure, if the outer coat goes all the way down to where the under one goes. By the shulchan of Talmud Chacham, Kesed, how does the shulchan, the table of a Talmud Chacham, look? Kesed, shnei shalishi gedil, 2/3 of the table should be covered with a tablecloth, or shlesh galoi, and 1/3 of it is uncovered. The olav, and on that 1/3, koros the yorek v'tabata mibakutz. Now that 1/3, that's where you keep your pots and pans. Rosh Ram explains, shnei shlesh gedil shlesh galoi, shnei shlesh roichav ha-shulchan, 2/3 of the shulchan, mechusa v'mafes, covered with a tablecloth. The tzara with the oichel of food is, and nor lekanech espiem, to wipe your mouth, v'losas leas ha-mapa, es ha-pas, to put the clothes, to put the bread there, to keep the food clean. Or shlesh achitz, and the other 1/3 is uncovered. That's where you put your pots and pans there, in order not to get the tablecloth dirty, and not to mevaza the yoichlin. Skits, you have to eat it, but sneeze nicely. Then it says, v'tabata mibachutz. Tabata, that's the hook of the shulchan. Shavram explains to shulchan, sh'regilom lasas, the svas, little as boy, he used to hang things on it. So yes, should be on the outside and on the inside towards the food. For the Gemara, I've got time, you will learn tabata mibachutz. No, this hook, the hanger should be on the inside. So l'kasha, hodik yinuka, d'lek yinuka. One is where there are children around, and one is where there's not. Rashbam says, "Hey, chadiki nuka shiyosh veitalav iblechom." So loyshav ashulchan sheyitzat sheboy kavua tabas nachutz. You have to make sure it's away from the kid. It should be on the outside, so the kid should not play around with the hook. But if you have no right, but if you have no hook there, if you have no kids there, then you should put it yasim v'fnin. Put it better inside. Toward the person, where the person is sitting. Right, if you buy your son, another parent says, Hovod Lekinuka. Both cases could be there's no children around. Lekasha. Hodika Shama. Hod Leka Shama. If you have a Shamash waiter there, so if it's on the outside, he may bump into it and hurt himself. Then you have to put it to the inside near where the people are sitting. But if you have no waiter there, then you're better off putting it away on the other side of the table, not near where you're sitting. If you buy your son, if you want to tell you, Hovodika Shama. No, both brides are talking about where there is a waiter involved. Lekasha. One is by daytime that they can see, so then it can be on the outside. We're not afraid to hurt himself. But at night time, we can't see too well, then make sure the hook is not on the outside, sticking on the outer of the table. It should be rather on the inside, he shouldn't hurt himself. The Shel Amoritz, how does the table of an Amoritz look? Doima le Madura. It looks like a Madura, like a pile. The Kidros Makifa Saisa, and the pots all around on the outside of it. So Ram says, le Madura. Shemakefas kederes veish b'yemtza. You have the pot around in the fire in the middle. Afkan amapav yalechem b'yemtza. He has the food on the table in the middle. The food and the tablecloth in the middle. The akoros tov and the koros are all around it. That's not so good because it'll all get mixed up and all get dirty. Now, mita shatalmidei chacham kesed. How does the bed of a Talmud Chacham look? Kol shein tachte elo sandolim b'mayis hachamo. That the only thing they store under the bed is only their shoes. So in the summer they have sandals or manolim in their shoes, you might say geshamim. But the shel amoritz, how does the bed of an amoritz look? Daimel yoytze bolum, he has a full warehouse there. He where he stuffs all his clothes, everything is on his bed. That's an amoritz. So Ashram says, kol shein tachter, the Armin of Gemara Pesachim says, oichlan tachas amita, if you have food under your bed, hafilu mechufu mekli bazel, even if it's covered up in a nine kli, ruach ruach shoreleim, you have bed ruach on it. Kids again camp sometimes. You have your kids, they keep their luggage under the bed. And in the luggage, they store their cookies. That's no good. And as Ram says, even though you have your cookies in a metal safe, but if the metal safe is under your bed, it's no good. There's a ruach ra on it. It shouldn't keep your food under your bed. The only thing is just your shoes. Derech lindo rashi is mashon, manolim was a chavon, chavon was a chavon. Sure, I'll teach you. Gotta find something better. Oitza bolum yekma isa blusa. The kid says everything is there. It's a jungle. Now Morris has a jungle under his bed. Cold dove menich of tachas mitos and echlum kelim. His food and his kelim, everything is there. Right. Rabbi Beno have a mitzayin marta. Rabbi Beno used to go around, measure out kvoros. He was assisted to survey the base of kvoros. Marta. Rashi Rabbi Beno, odem godo b'choshevo. He was a great person. The tzidkich zitn l'rishus likas v'kivr tzidkim. He went down into the space of the kvoros of the tzidkim. Avlach aloi, somebody else can't go down there. Could there mimically say, Gedolim tzaddikim misasin yesim v'chayayim, that tzaddikim are greater when they're mace than they are when they're alive. For hoye nichnas v'morta sumoided midas orkun v'fnim. Here your benon used to go down into the kever, into the grave, and used to measure it. V'yachakach mozir v'chutz k'negdim. Then he would come up and measure on the upstairs. V'yos Hashem tzion, he would make like a matzever on top, that people should know, right here there's a mace buried, and therefore don't walk on top of it. Skiff, he did it l'shem shemayim, he did it to make matzevas on top of where the korim, where they were buried. Alright, turn over. Again, says Rabbi Noam, have become Mitzayim Mata. Ki Mata L'mata the Avram, when he went to the kever of Avram Avinu, Ashkeche Li Eliezer Ever Avram, Tekoi Kaima Bava. He saw Eliezer Ever Avram was by the door there, by the door of the cave. Omalei Maika Ovid Avram. So Rabbi Noam asked Eliezer, what is Avram Avinu doing now? Omalei, so he said to him, that Ganoi the Khan for the Sarah. He's sleeping in the lap of Sarah. And Avraham Avinu is looking into the hair of Sarah. That's what he's doing. Omalei, so he said, Zil Emulei, Benoi Koi. So Benoi told Eliezer, Ever Avraham, go tell Avraham that I'm here. Koi above, I'm here by the grave right now. Omalei, like he thought, Mustam, it's not sneeze, it's not nice, that Avraham is sitting there, lying there in the lap of Sarah, looking at the hair. It's not nice, I should come in and see him. Omalei, so Avraham Avinu said back to him, Layo, let him come in. No, may the idea, don't you know, the Yetzer Bahai Al Maleka. In the word, Olam Emes, there's no Yetzer. So my son, there's no, it's not nothing wrong, the fact that Avraham is with Sarah. That's Ish V'Ishtoi. That's the way it's supposed to be. In Olam Azed, there's the Yetzer, we have to have sneers, not to be more of the Yetzer. But in the Olam Emes, there's no Yetzer, Adarabba. Whatever they're doing is mitzvahs, they're allowed to be that way. So if he wasn't afraid, like Benoit was so great, he was makir this inyan. So Zalman explains, Ashkel Eliezer, the Tanyam, Sefer Derech Eretz, the Shiva Tzadikim Kayomim Shloi Mesu, the seven tzadikim that never died, the Kochosh Badai Eliezer Ever Avram. Eliezer Ever Avram was one of the tzadikim that never died. So Kitzim, Benoit went to speak to him. The Chansi says, Dangerous said, between your arms, I've ever been was lying there. Omri Rabbi Noam Eliezer, Zil Emes Leil Avram, Bodech Abobah, Vistain Loi Rishud, let him give me fish to come in. Omri Layel, so Avram Avinu said, let him come in. Ti Ein Kan Chutzpah, Ti Ignor Di Yansfer, the Chans for the Sarah, it's not dead that Avram is lying now in the lap of Sarah. Ti Nei Di Adi Adi Eitzor Bay Amalekah, for Le Tzrichna Le Tznu Yeminei, I don't have to have Sneus in Olam Emes. So Kitzur Rabbi Noam came into the kever, came into the grave. Is Ayel, Ayin, he checked out how wide it is. For nothing, they went out. And they went on top, and the Stanley made it seen on top of Avraham Avinu's, by the Morsa Machpel. Made it seen on top. Ki Mota Lamata, the other Rishon. And we know the Morsa Machpel, the other Rishon is also there. Then he went to try and find other Rishon's grave. Is Yotzitza Baskel V'Yomra. Baskel came out and said, Nistakelis V'Demus T'Yukni. Did Yukni Atzma Atzakel. Like looking at the mus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not in the mus himself. So Shlomo says it means the matter of the other Marishan of the Kodeshim of the Erevin, the Moros of Kriyas Arba and Ritzah Kriyas Arba Zugasi. Everyone was there, but the mus Yukni means Yaakov. The Armin and the Son of Shuf for the Yaakov means Shuf for the other Marishan. But Yuk Atzma, the other Marishan, if Sivbe, but tell him what Kim Boa say, you should look. In other words, maybe you have a right to look at Yaakov Avinu, but you have no right to look at other Marishan. Well, since the other Marishan, he was almost the first Bria, he was mamish, b'tzelem alakim, boreisa, he looked the most beautiful. Right? So he told him, he can't look at Avraham Avinu. So Benoit said, listen, havina letziyune mata, I'm here l'shem mitzvah, I have to measure out how big the grave is of Adam Rishon. So he told him, k'mina chitzayna kach minas apanimus. The same way it is on the outside, as it says, shabo gimelovas, v'moyes kach minas apanimus. Therefore the same measurement you have over there by Avraham is the same measurement here. Omar Rabbi Bino, Nistakalti Vishnei Ekivov. I looked at his two heels of Adam Rishon, the Daimim Lishnei Gagali Chama. And to me, it looked like the two bulls of the sun. That's how shiny they were. Now it's like this. Hakur Bifnei Sarah Kikaif. The whole world, as far as the beauty of Sarah, is like a monkey. We don't come close to Sarah. Bifnei Adam. What's it? It's like a monkey in front of a person. That's how the rest of the world look compared to Sarah. Sarah, the Pnei Chava, Kikaif in the Yadim. Sarah didn't come close to how beautiful Chava was. Just like a monkey looks compared to a man, that's how Sarah looked compared to Chava. Chava was even more beautiful than Sarah. Chava, the Pnei Adam, Kikaif, the Pnei Yadim. Chava, compared to Adam Rishon, was the same comparison between a monkey to a man. That Adam Rishon was so much more beautiful than Chava. Adam, how does Adam look? Adam Rishon, the Pnei Shechina. Kikaif of Pnei Adam. Adam, between the Pnei Shechina, what's the difference between looking at Adam Rishon and looking at the Shechina? That's the difference between looking at a monkey and looking at a Pnei Adam. As even though Adam, he was the Mamas, Selim Lakim, Baro Lakim, Selim Lakim, Baro Isai, he was the first one that the Selim Lakim, he was the most beautiful person there was, but still, connected the Shechina, it's like a monkey connected an Adam. Now, Shufra the Rav Kahana, Mi'ein Shufra the Rav Yahua. The beautifulness of Rav Kahana was a little bit like the beautiful law of Rav Yahua. Shufra the Rav Yahua, the Shenka the Rav Yahua, was Mi'ein Shufra the Yaakov Avinu. Shufra the Yaakov Avinu, Mi'ein Shufra the Adam Rishon. And that's the Ika beauty in the world is Adam Rishon. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Nun Ches Amar Aleph. Again, around 10 lines down. Mora says, Ahu Am Gushi. There was an Angushi, that type of a kishuf, witchcraft. To have a Chotit Shichve. Used to go and try and dig up the graves, dig up the mason. So, Kimote Yamato, the Rav Tuvia Bar Masno, when he came to the grave of Tuvia Bar Masno, Toshe Bedikne, he grabbed a hold of his beard. As he grabbed the hold of the Samgushi's beard. Osi Abaya Sabaya came by. Omele, he said, like the Matusim Minoch, like, please, Shavke, leave him alone. So I says, he listened to Abaya and he left him alone. Rashbam says, Yechayfer Hamesim Lahavshitam Bigdayim. He used to want to dig up the graves, take off the clothing from the Mesim. Yeah. So Rashi says, also Abaya, Beshvil Shoye Oibe Kachovim Oyavoy. Because Oibe Kachovim loved him. Yeah. What happened was the Shon Achriti the next year Hod also again this Amgushi came to the basic forest. Tavshe Bedikne again he went to the grave Mestam again of Rav Tuvia Bar Masna and he grabbed a hold of his beard. Also Abai this time this year Abai also came but Vlai Shavke he didn't leave alone. Adiyaisi Mispru of the Gazi Lodikne till Abai had to come with the scissors and cut off the guy's beard. Teach him a lesson, don't come to the mason. Hohu diyom aluhu chavita liyafro lechad groi. A man, right before he died, he said like this. He said, chavita diyafro, a barrel of dirt, should be for one of my sons. And chavita digarmi lechad broi, a barrel of bones, should be for another son. And chavita diudro lechad broi, my barrel, Rashban says, muchin. Adroi means a muchin of like the soft cotton, soft clothing, should be for a third son. So a heavy yoda may come lu. The rabbanon, people around him, did not know what he meant. What did this person mean by saying that's what he should give to his children? Is also the kaima the rabbinoi. They came in front of Rabbi Benoi. Omalu. So he said to them, Is luchu aryo? Like, does this person own any ground? Omrule in, yes. Is luchu chayusa? Does he own any animals? In, yes. Islachu the Satkari Bisarki, do you have any of this soft clothing? Rashbam says it means Komini Begodim Asui Memuchin, any type of soft clothing? In yes. So if so, Rabbi Noah said like this, Ihochi, Hochi Komalchu. This is what the father meant to say, that one son should have the ground, one son should have the animal, and another son should have the muchin, should have the soft clothing. That's what he meant to say. He said of the kids of Aderech Remiza, now the people should not know he's so rich, he said of Aderech Remiza, that that's what he wants to divide between his children. Hahu Garba, there was a man, the Shama Ledevesua, he heard his wife saying, the Karma Labrata, he heard his wife saying to her daughter, Amayloi Tzniyas Bisura, how come you're not more tznius in the Isurim? Stam also she was nechesish, and Stam she was living with other men, and she was like a zayna, but she wasn't doing it quiet enough. So the mother said, you should be more tznias, do it more hidden, don't let anybody know about it. Why? Because hach yitzisa, like she's saying about herself, the mother saying about herself, asara bini yisla, I have 10 children. For lastly, miyovuch elachad, only one of my children is from my husband. Now she was also a zayna, and she also lived with different men. But only one of them was from the real husband. What happened was, ki shochiv, when the husband died, omaluhu, kol nechos alachad brua. Right before the husband died, he said, all my nechosim should go to one son. So lo yoda lahay minayu, they did not know which is the real son. The Rabbi says, the father heard this, that really you only had one real son. So he said, all of nechosim should go to him. So they did not know which one is him though, which one is he. Lo yoda lahay minayu, is osla kaimad Rabbi Noi. They came in front of Rabbi Noi. Omaluhu, they said like this, zilu chavutei kivro de avuchem. You should all go like and cry by the kever of your father. Until your father alone should come and tell us exactly which one he meant to leave over, which son he meant to take it. See, Rashi Bam says, means hiku akoyis akivroi, like bang at your father's kever. Yeah. And he, Rashi Bam says, this means the nesoy son niskavim, just want to test them. Shoysen shem mamzerin and as they pon him, v'yechol lachavut, because the children that are mamzerim, they're as they pon him, and they'll go and they'll bang by the kever of that person. It wasn't their father. So what happened was, all the kula, all nine of them went. Hahu debrei heve lo yozel, but the real son, he did not go. His omlu Rabbi Noi said, kula nichsa dahai, all the nechosim should go to this one son. And that's how he knew it. Because he knew that the real son, the son of Mamzer, he would not have this azus to go to the father's kever and bang at the kever. So since the other sons went and not him, he knew that he was the real son. Is Ozlu Ochle Kurtzei Bemalka. So when the other brothers like came back, they heard the psak that the Benoit did, that he gave away all the nechosim to their son, so he went and they told upon him to the government. They want to get him into trouble. Rashbam says, Hilshinu Olav. They told upon him. So, Amri, they said like this, Ika Gavra Chad Yudor, there's one Jew, to come Afik Lamayinami, and she takes away money from people, V'loi Sadi without Edim, or V'loi Midi without any tainus. They want to complain that this Rabbi Noi is taking away like our property without any reason. So, Asiyu, the government came, the policeman came, Chashu, they put him into prison. So they put Rabbi Noi into prison. His Ozal de Vesua. So his wife came. Rashbam says to Rabbi Noi, Litza gabes melech b'loshin chochmo, kidei shlo yevinu heim, elai al yedei bailo. That she wants to come like protect her husband. So she said like this, Omruluhu, Avdu chad heavily, I have one evid. Poskul ureisha, like cut off his head. And he skinned him. Somebody did this. Avdu chad heavily, she said she had one evid. Somebody cut off his head. They skinned him. The yochla bisra, they ate up all his meat. The komole be maya, and they filled it up with water. Omashku bela chavrayu, and they komalim stam with the skin. They made like a buckets out of it. They filled it up with water. Omashku bela chavrayu. And they didn't give me any money and no rent for it. That's what his wife was complaining to the police. So lo yoda my kamri, the police, the government, did not know what she's talking about. Rashbam says, v'yochle bismishal, they ate up the meat of the eved, or kamole be maya, mean shoyevim by mayim by oiroi, they were fetching water with their skin, or mashke be oiroi lechavrei, and they were giving from the water to other people. Yeah. So that's what she was complaining to the government. So the government didn't know what she was talking about. La yoda maiko amruluhu. She didn't know what she was talking about. Amruluhu, they said like this. Neisu lechachim ed yudoi. Let's bring this smart Jew we have in prison, Rabbi Noi. V'leimah kiru l'Rabbi Noi. They said, let's go call Rabbi Noi. But she did this on purpose had a husband, Rabbi Noah, they should call him. So Omalhu, so Rabbi Noah said to them, as much as complaining about was Zanuka Omruluchu. Zanuka, Rashbam says, Noit Shalor, a flask of skin. The Kach Omru, Tayish heavily. What she meant to say really was she had like a goat. The Gozlu, and somebody stole it from her, and they shechted the goat, and they ate the meat, and with their skin they made a flask of water, and they're fetching the water and giving it away. That's what she meant to complain about. So Amri, so the government said there, Hoyo v'chochem kuli hai, we see this, like this Rabbi Noi, he's so smart, leisev abova, let's put him up to be our judge. V'nidin dina, and let him be our judge. And they took him out of jail, and they appoint him now to be the head of the judges. Is Chozer Rabbi Noi saw, tevikosev b'yavula, it was written on the gates, over there, Rashbam says, al dlosois hashar, on the gates of the, on the gates,